Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is with our baby girl, Zan, and they're doing a couple of things together. Today's call, we're going to talk about seven ways to win the fight of your life. If you're serious about accomplishing your goals, fulfilling your dreams, and achieving your destiny, you gotta know that your picture is on the post office wall in hell. That's right, because you're on the devil's hit list. However, that doesn't mean that you have to back up or back down from what God has called and empowered you to achieve. The enemy will do everything possible to render you ineffective in the marketplace, workplace, and the kingdom of God. However, there's no need for you to fear, because 1 John 4:4, Classic Amplified says, "Little children, you're of God. You belong to Him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because He who lives in you is greater, mightier than he was in the world." Hallelujah. Here are seven ways to arm yourself for spiritual combat and victory. Number one, make things right with your commanding general. Don't go into battle with unconfessed sin. The sin may be unconfessed, but it's not unknown. You can't keep or hide anything from God. We ask God to forgive us of our sins, it's immediate. And the deck is clear. 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified. If we freely admit that we've sinned, confess our sins, He is faithful and just, true to His own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to His will and purpose, thought, and action. The Message Bible version of 1 John 1:9 says this: He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. Hallelujah. Number two, prepare the day before and not the day of the battle. Before you go to bed each night, make your to-do list for tomorrow. Before you go to bed each night, write down how God manifested His presence in your life during the day. Before you go to bed each night, say a confession, speaking to the success of your day tomorrow. Before you go to bed each night, turn any unresolved issues, anger, guilt, frustration with family members, turn it over to the Lord. Before you go to bed each night, make sure your house is in order, meaning the accurate arrangement of things, of putting everything in a proper place. Before you go to bed each night, lay out your clothes for tomorrow so you can begin your new day without hesitation or delay. Before you go to bed each night, determine what teaching CD, MP3 you'll listen to tomorrow during your drive to work or whatever. Ephesians 6:11-18, New Living Translation. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you'll still be standing firm. Verse 14, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. 15, for shoes, put on the peace that comes with the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. 16, in addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts, arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Hallelujah. Number three, always expect to be victorious and successful. Deuteronomy 4:4, New Living Translation. But all of you who were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today, every one of you. Through faith, arouse your expectation every day. Psalm 5:3, New Living Translation. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait patiently. Greet each day with anticipation and expectation what God is going to do in and through us if we just let Him. He does not want us to settle for whatever and whoever comes our way. The scripture in Luke 19:13 says we're told to occupy until He comes. I looked up the word occupy in Strong's Concordance. It's G4231, and it means to be occupied in anything, carry on in business, and to carry on the business of a banker or a trader. The word occupy also comes from a root Greek word, meaning that which has been done, a deed, an accomplished fact, what is done or being accomplished. Wow. No question. God wants you and I to be victorious and successful, accomplishing that which He has called and empowered us to achieve. Number four, utilize the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:11, New Readers International Version. The Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So the God who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your bodies, which are going to die. He will do this by the power of His Spirit who lives in you. Listen, if you're not tapping into God's power source, the answer can be found in Matthew 22:29, New International Version. Says, Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. Isaiah 40:29, New Living Translation. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. You need to remember, God has not left you powerless. Romans 15:13, New Living Translation. I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in Him. Then your hopes will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Number five, no anger, doubt, or fear. If you want to be victorious over every attack of the enemy, there are three things which cannot be in your life. Ephesians 4:26-27. Ephesians 4:26-27, Classic Amplified Bible. When angry, do not sin. Do not ever let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, or indignation last until the sun goes down. Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Give no opportunity to him. No anger. Matthew 21:21, New Living Translation. Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, be you lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. That's no anger, but also no doubt. 2 Timothy 1:7, Classic Amplified Bible. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving, cringing and fawning fear. But He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and a well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. No fear. Hallelujah. Number six, create your own team of prayer warriors. James 5:16, Classic Amplified Bible. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, slips, false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Glory. See, if you enlist several close friends, including your pastor, to pray for you as you pray for them, dynamic power will be loosed in the lives of your prayer warriors. There is power when we pray for one another. 1 Corinthians 12:25, Classic Amplified Bible. So that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaptation, the parts of the body to each other. But members all alike should have a mutual interest and care for one another. When I read that scripture, I'm reminded of an anagram for the word team that I learned years ago. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. Together, everyone achieves more. This anagram to me, and everything and everyone working together as one, to bless others and in doing so, bless themselves. So remember, you also have to have a team of prayer warriors that you're praying for and that are praying for you. 7, operate in authority. God has given you authority. Remember this. God has given you authority over every lie and attack of the enemy. I know we've discussed Luke 10:19 numerous times, but we must always be reminded of the power, devil-chasing, destiny-shaping truths that it contains. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." The first word in this verse is translated power as the Greek word exousia, means delegated power, or better said, authority. The second word translated power in the Greek, dunamis, means ability. So notice carefully what God is actually saying. He's saying, "I give you authority over all the ability of the devil." You need to get a hold of this. You have total authority over all the ability of the enemy. And remember, nothing shall by any means hurt you. The Bible literally says nothing shall hurt you. It also says that you have power, authority over every lie of the devil. You never have to lose again. You can always conquer and always triumph in all things. We need to be reminded of this power that's available to us, because we, as we follow God's instructions, do what He tells us to do, and as He gives, and as He directs you to give, the attacks of the enemy, I'm telling you, will intensify. But you got the power. 7 ways to win the fight of your life over every attack of the enemy. That ought to make you shout, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah!" Go to haroldherring.com if you're blessed by the teaching or the ministry. Click the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts. Bye-bye.